Yes, it's Talking Travel. No Sally today. No Sally for a while, but we have got the wonderful Melissa Mayers with us. Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Lovely to have you with us today. Now, we're talking Argentina.
We are. We're going to be touching on a recent trip I went off to South America. We're going to touch on Buenos Aires, Iguazu Falls, and also Rio, and a short 7-day small group tour that you can sort of tack on any sort of larger trip like Antarctica.
Oh, lovely. Oh, so you get a bit of everything there.
Bit of everything. Bit of the warmth, bit of the cold. Yeah, we won't touch Antarctica. That's a whole different subject. But definitely the beautiful places you can visit beforehand or after.
Fantastic. All right, we'll get to those shortly on 2NURFM. This is Talking Travel. I'm Amanda McCreet and we're joined by Melissa Mayers. And we're going to talk about, I say Buenos Aires. You say Buenos Aires. Which one is
it? Yeah, like the one thing I certainly did discover is a lot of them say I'm from Buenos Aires. Like, so I guess it all depends on who you ask, how you pronounce it. I cannot recommend that city enough. Like it was definitely, South America is absolutely beautiful. And so much diverseness. Buenos Aires in particular is amazing because it has multiple neighbourhoods that are very diverse. One of the first places I went to when I was there was the Plaza de Mayo, which is famous for the Casa Rosada, which I'm sure I've mispronounced. It's the presidential palace. It's also where Eva Perón gave some of her most famous speeches. So if you've watched Evita and love your history, it's definitely one of those places. It's also still Parliament building to this day. The other great places you can visit in Buenos Aires are La Boca. This is where you'll find the famous Caminito Street. It's those beautiful, big, beautiful, colourful buildings that you see in pictures. When you see Buenos Aires and you see pictures, it's the multicoloured. It's right down in the harbour area, very pretty, right down in La Boca. It's also, for those of you who have been watching the World Cup, it's where the La Boca Juniors play out of. Where Maradona, so for those one of those big names that people sort of know, that's his home club, that's who he played for. And you can actually do a tour of the stadium while you're there. It's also a great place just to take it all in. While there, I had lunch at this beautiful family-owned restaurant that was absolutely the best Italian that I've eaten outside of Italy. They grow everything in their own little garden in the back. It was really cute. Also, other great areas that you can touch on when you're in Buenos Aires is Recoleta, small-scale France, Paris in particular.
Beautiful.
The beautiful, beautiful buildings right in the heart of Buenos Aires. It's just, you feel like you've gone back in time. One of the other places that's just in Recoleta, which is not your normal tourist zone, is actually the Recoleta Cemetery. So it is actually, Barry and I have had discussions around the fact that it's unusual to walk into a cemetery and take pictures, but you do. They've got the most ornate mausoleums, beautiful, like the money that these things have in them is next level. Absolutely unique in the way that it's made and laid out. It's definitely well worth the visit while you're there. This is also where you'll find Eva Perón's grave well. And it's very traditional for people of Argentina to go and see her grave and put something there. Like they definitely love who she was as a person. There's also a street, it's called Avenida Nuevo de Julio. It's a 16-lane wide
16-lane wide. Wow.
Wide. 140 metres wide.
How busy is it?
It's
got to be busy
crazy.
For 16 lanes.
It's crazy. It takes at least probably 4 traffic light sets to get fully across the width of
this
street.
I'm glad there is traffic lights.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those streets that it's actually the world's widest street. Another random fact of Buenos Aires is that there is so much going on while you're there. You've also got the Teatro Colón Theatre, which is a beautiful old style theatre. You go in, you do a tour, you see, they take you right into the theatre and let you sit in the stalls and take it all in. It's absolutely beautiful. Lots of like the gold, and they've preserved all of the things. It's built back in the 1800s. Beautiful building. From there, in Argentina, if you have to catch Tango Show, home of tango.
Beautiful.
It was definitely lots of great dinner shows you can see. I thoroughly enjoyed the tango show. It was amazing to see it where it is one of the original places that they are passionate about and have grown their world around doing this and all of that. There is no shortage of things to do while you're there. There's this beautiful, I'm not even going to try and say the name, it's a big metal flower that actually opens and shuts. It's right next to the School of Law. It's a very green city as well. Lots of parkland, lots of areas where, like, I was there in the summer and just people just hanging out, like in the parks with their friends, just taking day-to-day life, going all through it.
So is it good for, you know, families or couples, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like there's definitely great for everyone. It's something that everyone can do. There's lots of neighbourhoods. So you've got your Upper Market, Recoleta area, which you can go and stay at. You can also stay, I stayed not too far from the Plaza de Mayo, found it very easy to get around as a solo traveller. Before I started my group tour portion of it, you've definitely got something for everyone there. There's definitely a lot to do. From there, we actually went off to Iguazu Falls. So Iguazu Falls is right on the border of Argentina and Brazil. Like, so it sits on both sides of the border. Iguazu Falls is higher than Niagara, wider than Victoria Falls, so they are absolutely spectacular. It's actually made up of approximately 275 individual waterfalls.
Really?
So it's very unique in the way that it's how big it is. There's big falls, small falls. It's just spectacular. I would highly recommend if you're going to go, do the Brazil side first. But what we can certainly do is sort of touch a little more on what you can do there once we come back.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, I'm very interested in this. It just sounds amazing. And you're painting a real, a beautiful picture of Buenos Aires. Or how do you say it?
Buenos Aires. Well,
yeah, that too. Okay, we'll get back to that shortly to a new RFM. And we're talking about, let me say it, Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires. So we've just left Buenos Aires and we're actually heading off to Iguazu Falls. So Iguazu Falls, as we sort of touched on briefly earlier, right on the border of Argentina and Brazil. I would highly recommend doing the Brazil side first. Reason being that this is the more panoramic views of the falls. So you're standing more in front of them. You're really getting to take it in its whole entirety. It's definitely absolutely spectacular, like just the sheer volume of water and how spread out it is. We did this in the afternoon that we arrived. We then went off, checked into our hotel. The next day we came back and we actually went back over the border and we went to the Argentinian side of the falls. This allows you to get up close and personal. So this is where you'll do a whole series of trails and boardwalks where you actually walk right over the waterfalls.
Do you need any special documents to get from one side to the other?
You do need a visa for Brazil,
right.
But it's a multi-entry. It's very, you enter in on it and our tour guide was great. He literally went in, did it for us, and then we came back out to the car and off we went. Same as when we entered the first time, we did our visa, but then after that they just went in, showed our passports for us, and we crossed the border again. As I said, the Argentinian side, you don't have to walk. There's also a train that will take you out, so you can walk as much or as little as you want once you're out there. It's impressive to walk over the volume of water. Like the spray on a hot day was very nice to get that dampness, just sort of stand there and take it all in. I found it, as someone that's visited Niagara Falls, I found Iguazu Falls just that step above.
Right.
It was just the greenness, the landscape. It was just, and I didn't feel like, definitely where the pitcher pots are, that you'll see lots of people, but it didn't feel crowded. It was a really nice experience. From there, you can actually fly to Rio. So you can get a flight from Iguazu Falls, a direct flight up into Rio. Or Rio de Janeiro. Rio is obviously a very unique landscape, whether it's the mix of mountains, beaches, urban features. When you saw the Olympics there a few years back, it's those mountains that just stick up out of the middle of nowhere. And then these flat beaches, it's absolutely a unique landscape. This is actually only Brazil's second largest city in population. So São Paulo is actually higher in population than Rio.
So what's the population?
A lot. Who knows? I should have probably looked that one up, to be honest. It's right on the Atlantic Ocean. So it's also on really close to the Tropic of Capricorn. So to put it in perspective on the map of where it is, really similar to that of Rockhampton. So same sort of climate, weather type of things.
6.7 million.
Yeah, and that's Rio.
Yeah,
and that's not the biggest. So it's definitely very big. In landmarks that are really famous in Rio, obviously Christ the Redeemer. That's the one that everyone sort of thinks and knows of. The group we were with, we did it early. And I would highly recommend getting up early, heading up there early, because it was busy when we were there. And they're like, no, this is not busy. And it's like, oh, okay. And by the time we came back down, the queues to go up were...
Okay,
now I understand.
So the early bird catches a worm.
100%. And I can't recommend that enough, to get up there early, make that sacrifice, and then come back down. Copacabana Beach, obviously one of the most famous beaches in the world. I went down, had a swim. We've also got the Santa Teresa area. There's also the Sugarloaf Mountain. You can get cable cars between the two of them. Spectacular views from up the top of the mountains. Really nice places to have lunch while you're up there. So you definitely head up, have lunch, have a drink while you're up there. Samba, very famous in the Rio area. The other thing, you can actually catch carnival rehearsal while you're there. And also, if you get the chance, go to the Celeron Steps, 215 steps with over 60 countries of the world, and also all made out of tiles, handmade.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
It's spectacular. The steps are beautiful. If you can, start from the top, because 215 steps is a lot.
Is there an elevator to the top?
No. You're walking.
So you're up and you're down. Okay, so you've got to be pretty much a bit mobile, a little bit fit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But in saying that, it's also very accessible.
Wonderful. All right. Well, some great places to check out there. Now, I've just been told it's Barry Warwick's birthday today.
It is. So those that know Barry, wish him a happy birthday today. I'm sure he'll be so impressed with me for letting the whole of Newcastle know.
Happy 74th.
Yes.
I'm 21.
21. I thought it was 21.
Oh, 21. Of
21.
Course.
Yes.
I think we're pushing it to
That's
say
it.
21.
That's
but anyway.
It.
Happy birthday, Barry. Okay, so now we've got some hot deals.
We certainly do. So, hot deals this week. Silver Sea has up to 40% off their tours. Sing and enjoy a suite upgrade of up to two categories. This has got to be reserved by the 30th of July, and also on reduced deposit of 15%. Scenic, for a limited time, we see enjoying a bonus luxury hotel night on French River Cruise departures. So that's Bordeaux, Paris, Lyon. And this needs to be booked and on before the 31st of August, and also subject to availability. Bunnik Tours, you'll see in their Europe 2027 market, save up to $1,500 per couple on new bookings and book by the 7th of August on selected departures or until sold out. Travel Marvel has some rail excursions or trips, I should say, going. They have Switzerland by rail, where you'll save up to $2,200 per couple. Japan, $1,400 per couple. New Zealand's rail adventure, up to $1,200 per couple. Rail across the Nullarbor, so within Australia, you'll save up to $1,600 per couple. APT, we have a Christmas in Europe or Canada.
Lovely.
So for those of you who've dreamed of a Weiss Christmas, Europe, you can save up to $8,000 per couple on a 2026 departure, and Canada up to $4,000 per couple on the 2026 departure, obviously all subject to availability. Wendy Wu, our Asia specialist, they are doing early bird specials, grand tour of China of up to $800 per person. We also have the Japan Explorer of up to $900 per person. We see these all subject to availability, as all the hot deals are.
Mm-hmm.
Coral Expeditions, a company that definitely does cruising, is up to $2,000 per person off select departures. We've also got MW Tours. So we have Sri Lanka now is visa-free as an Australian citizen. They are celebrating with up to $435 per person off 26 and 27 departures. So that's pretty much, I've spat out the hot deals in like 30 seconds flat, but that's, need to research some more.
You did. Well, you've done well. Now, is there anything else you want to add about Buenos Aires, Argentina?
No. Like, I think we've definitely touched on everything. The one thing we were talking on during the break was entry into countries. So for those of you that have heard, Australia is actually going to be going down the route of an electronic entry. We would definitely touch on more with that as we hear about it, but it's certainly something we're going to be going down
Wonderful.
The path of soon.
All right. Well, we'll get to that in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Melissa Mayers.